the alternative view. This is CII.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of the French Connection. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. It's great to be with you again on this September 20th, 2008. Wonderful time to be learning about our world. I want to wish everybody a great holiday season for Ramadan, and give my heart goes out to everybody out there who are working hard to find the truth. And I hope each and every one of you today will suspend your disbelief about some of the things we're going to discuss and give us the benefit of the doubt that we have done our research. We are here to forward the truth and give people an idea about what this world is turning into. And ladies and gentlemen, the French Connection is about honesty. It's about working hard at the truth. It's about affecting change. It's about bringing people together. It's about doing the right thing when you know what the right thing is, and hoping that you do the right thing when you don't. And we are always working hard at trying to figure out what it is the right thing is when we don't know any better. You know, I have a guest today that goes back with me sometime. He, in fact, is from my area of the United States. And, you know, the people who we fight against in this battle are very crafty. They work very hard at undermining the people with these facts and the truth. They want us to stop. They use any means necessary or possible to distract us or to stop us from telling these facts. Such was the case with my guest today. I was lied to about him. I was told falsehoods about him. I was given an opportunity to correct that, and I didn't take it because I was not paying attention to the truth. And I fell victim to an agent provocateur from the Jewish community who tried to destroy my relationship with this guest. It worked for a while. This person's generosity in forgiving me for my transgression is something that I will always be grateful to him for. His name is John Kaminsky. He is an honest and kind man, and he has worked very, very hard at putting out his research truthfully. He's a philosopher, ladies and gentlemen, and we're gonna talk a little bit about his philosophies about what we face, because frankly, Zionism is a term we've coined over the last 100 years, but these same criminals have been working under different guises and different names for a very long time, and we face some of the greatest challenges in human history. There's just no doubt about it that we are on the verge of going over the cliff. You know, this financial mess that I've been warning you about for the last 6 weeks has started to happen everywhere. The fact is if you go to IamTheWitness.com, you will realize that I was telling you these facts as they are happening now a year ago. I told you that the derivative market would fail. I told you that the dollar would tank. I told you that they would monetize all this debt and force it onto the public to pay it. I told you all of this last October and November. And so if you were listening to the facts on the French Connection, you would know that the banks that are failing now, we told you half of them that are failing now, we gave you their names in January. I told you folks that it's going to get worse from here. That is true. So during this period of Ramadan, maybe many of you people in South Africa and across Pan-Africa and Europe and America, and those of you who are not observant of that holiday, well, you need to start looking into how it is you can protect your families, what it is you can do in your own lives to ensure a food source, a good water source, and make sure that your family has the things that it's going to need as these conditions worsen, and they are going to, in my view. So, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, my guest today, again, is named John Kaminsky. He's an essayist. He was a newspaper man in his early career. Now he spends his full time looking into the crimes of this group that we are always discussing here on The French Connection, and I'm going to bring him up right now. John, are you...
Hello, Daryl.
Hi, John. It's great to have you on board with this enormous audience. Compared to the audiences we've had in the past, John, this one is a far sight larger. I hope we can impart some of our knowledge and some of your wisdom to this audience today. You know, we did talk a moment before this broadcast about the roots of this crime gang, and you made it very clear that the roots are really anchored in the dogma and doctrine of the religious Jewish faith in many instances. Could you elaborate on what you meant by that and what it is these dogmas are in fact?
Sure, it's simple. Both the Talmud and the greatest Jewish philosopher, who was Maimonides by the Reckoning of the Jews, both say the same thing. They say that the objective of the so-called Jewish religion is to either eliminate or enslave everybody else on the planet who's not Jewish. Now, when you say that to most people in America who've essentially been brought up in a Jewish culture, they say, oh, you're crazy, you're an anti-Semite. But when you look at the things that are going on, and you look at the list of presidential advisors throughout the 20th century, and you look at the people who own the major businesses in America, particularly the media, you find that the principal players are all Jewish. And their deleterious effect on the United States has been felt throughout almost U.S. history. The Civil War had major Jewish players. World War I certainly did. World War II, which a lot of people call the greatest crime ever committed, 60 million dead, that was a Jewish enterprise. That was about Jews exacting their revenge on Germany for Germany taking away the gains the Jews had made in Germany after World War I, which was a fixed, as you know, as a fixed deal. Now, we've got another crime taking place that is essentially Jewish in nature, and this is the financial crime now affecting really the entire world, but especially the United States, where all of these banks and hedge funds and stockbrokers, they're all crashing. And the one thing that is not being mentioned in the media is who these people are, and the fact is the principal players in all this are Jews. The 13 families who own the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and all previous chairmen of the Federal Reserve, we're not uncovering this, and until we do uncover it, we're going to be subject to more false flag attacks, more financial irregularities, and the sad part is the American people don't get it, because, as I say, they've been brought up in a Jewish culture. They can't really see the Jewish objective because it's been kept secret. Try to go out to a bookstore and buy an unabridged copy of the Sansino Talmud. You can't do it because they.
Well, you know, John, when I've looked at this stuff, I mean, I've been researching this for a number of years, as have you, and as I've delved into it, there have been people in history that have uncovered much of this crime wave and name names. You can find the books that represent much of these facts on my website, IamTheWitness.com. But what we've got today is we've got mass media, a very high, very sophisticated propaganda. It more sophisticated than ever in history, because they're using the technology as it comes available to make their message more powerful, that to make their reach farther out into the public. The fact of the matter is that we are at a point right now where if we don't make decisions to fight these people off, we may never have another chance to do it. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. And it's going to be very difficult, if not impossible, because you know who is in charge of the court system, of the White House, of the military. An interesting fact I heard the other day, I don't know the names, but all four top generals in the four departments of the United States Armed Services are now all Jewish.
Well, that's not surprising, John.
Who do we appeal to? Who is going to be our champion? Who is going to save us? There's certainly no one on the American political scene, with the possible exception of Ron Paul, who is going to advocate for the health of the American people and honesty in government dealings. Now, that may be an oxymoron. You can't really find that in government. People don't get into government unless they are vetted and approved by the people who now control things, which are the Jewish bankers. So,
well, that's right.
We have no rescue in sight. We have an unprecedented situation, definitely in the United States and maybe in the world, in that the whole financial system has been locked up by these scams. And wouldn't you know it, that this is yet another crime that compares to 9/11 and World War II, which is the final fleecing of the American people, and what's going to be left of America after they're done is not a pretty picture to contemplate.
Well, no, and you know, interesting, John, that, you know, the people doing this are not just concentrated in America. In fact, many of the top-level Jewish controllers are European in their base. But they work their way out from Bordeaux, France, from Paris, from London, and other places. And in fact, the country that is hosting this broadcast, South Africa, has a very powerful crime gang from the Jewish community running most of its natural resource markets. So the fact is this is a global situation, and these people will move from host to host parasitically, sucking all of the life out of one place and then moving on and establishing themselves again and sucking the life out of that. But this time, John, it's worse. This time it's a global attempt at complete takeover. And I see it happening. And I mean, the Shabbat Lubavitch is represented large in large mass in China today. We've got a meeting with Vladimir Putin on a regular basis. I mean, the kinds of things that we know about today from research say that we are on the cusp of having a global takeover by Zionism. I don't know, aside from waking up the entire world's population all at once, what we can do about it in the short or medium term here.
Well, it seems like nothing will wake the American people. They are so caught in their Jewish-induced coma of entertainment and sex and possessions that nobody of any importance is willing to take the step and say, look at the entire 20th century. Look at how the bankers have made inroads into our own pockets. No American owns anything. Everything is bought on terms, and the bank owns it until you pay it off, and who knows if it stops there. We've got to see that the people who are in control of us are almost all Jewish. Television, newspapers, manufacturing, communications, medicine, law, these important professions are all dominated by Jewish interests, and as a result, what has happened to the American people is they have been slowly robbed over time. America has lost half of its income for 100 years to Jewish bankers who have inveigled corrupt politicians a long time ago into allowing the Federal Reserve to charge for the money it prints, and this is in direct contravention of our own Constitution, which says the government shall have the power to mint money, but they gave that away after a lot of bribes in the early part of the 20th century. And as a result, these bankers, they're all Jewish, are able to take half of America's income off the top before they start even getting into the other taxes that they've created. And virtually no Americans realize this because they've been brought up under the system, and the reason that they've been able to get away with it is that they own virtually all of the media, and the media, it's like the media covering the 911 so-called investigation. The media clucked and offered some rather irrelevant criticisms, but they didn't ever call the government, the U.S. government, on why they destroyed all the evidence. Now, we know why they destroyed all the evidence. I'm talking you and me. And the reason was to cover up their participation in the crimes and to avoid questions that they didn't want to answer. But with this money thing, the same thing is happening, where all of these financial institutions are going belly up over the bad policies that they've had, and yet the fact of who owns all these things and now who is going to be making the money from all of these government payouts, this is the biggest robbery in history, and Jews are the perpetrators, and they happen to be bankers.
Well, you know, John, interesting that you bring up that the Jews running the finances, but it's not just finance. What they did early on in the 90s as a plan was to overinflate the value of the dollar and then go out in the world and buy up every single asset that was not Jewish controlled. That included lumber and gold and nickel and anything that they could possibly have value. They bought it with these overinflated dollars. Now that the dollar has used up its usefulness, it is slated for destruction, but they still hold all of the ownership of these assets that they went out and bought with the American dollar that was overinflated. And now the rest of the world is going to suffer terrible. I'm watching that this contagion go around the globe. Interesting, everyone said that they thought this big jump in the stock market going up 9% on Thursday was everybody getting new confidence in the market. What they didn't tell you in the media, again, the media, was that was basically short covering. They had changed the rules on shorts, and the only reason the market went up 9% was because everybody had to go long or had to buy stocks to cover all the short positions. It had nothing to do with confidence. So what we've got next week is the rug getting pulled out again, but this time for real. This time we're going to see a massive leaving of the dollar. You're going to see it just crash through the floor. This portends terrible suffering. And here's the interesting thing. We talk, John, so much about the murders they commit. What we don't talk about is how many people have died because of their policies. And it is my contention that 10 times the number of murders they've committed, people have died as a result of the policies, such as the colonial policies they had in Africa, or the poverty policies that they have from the IMF, World Bank, the World Health Organization using vaccines. We can go out into the world and see that policy has killed hundreds and hundreds of millions of people in the last 100 years. And so these people are responsible for 500 million deaths in 100 years.
Yes, more.
More.
More than that.
More. And it's just getting warmed up right now. And I run around here on this broadcast like my hair's on fire, trying to get people to take seriously these things and tell everybody. And now, of course, we've got a very large audience today, John. It's a wonderful thing. And of course, I want you to know that I can't quit. I can't quit this. If I were to give this up, it would be a capitulation to a group of people so evil, so criminal, that humanity would have no chance of ever crawling out of this mess. So one of the things you talked about in our private call earlier was the role Israel as a nation, as it is today, has played in their strategy. You want to talk a little bit about the Israeli states' participation in these crimes and what importance it's had?
Yes, I do. Why does Israel exist as a country is probably the first question. The Iranian president has posed an and interesting arguments. Why wasn't a piece of Europe carved out for their sanctuary? Why instead did they take a piece of the Middle East? Now, they claim to have a biblical sanction, but that whole history is useful to the people who use it, but it isn't really accurate. If this group ever was there, and certainly all the Russians who claim to be Jews weren't there, but if the people, why is it that a bunch of Russians can come in and claim a parcel in the Middle East and create all sorts of chaos throughout that region? Well, if you think about it for very long, you're going to understand that they were put there by the Western money powers, who happen to be Jewish, and it gives them a battle outpost against the region they seek to conquer and are in the process of conquering. Almost every Muslim country is into the West in a very evil way. When I say into the West, I mean controlled by the West in a very circuitous and convoluted way. Mubarak gets all sorts of money from the United States. Musharraf in Pakistan got all sorts. These people have been bought off by the United States, and the countries that they can't buy off, they destroy. Look at what we've done to Iraq. What did Iraq do to the United States? Nothing. Iraq was a threat to Israel's so-called hegemony in that region. Now, you can spend a long time talking about who controlled whom. There are a number of people who think that Britain controls Israel, and Britain is using the Israelis to set up a situation where they can control, they being Britain and the United States, can control the Middle East through their proxy of Israel. But other people think that it is Israel that controls Britain and the United States through a centuries-long process of infiltration and corruption that has enabled them to control the political control through money, through control of the money, control of political processes of both countries. Both arguments have merit, but the answer on the other end is still Israel is not a legitimate country. It was set up by the money powers of Europe, and it is being used to continue a covert and both covert and overt war against all of the Muslim nations.
Now, they subjugated and crushed Christendom in the two world wars. They infiltrated. Every time there was mayhem and chaos, they put their leadership in World War One. Then they had the second war and did the same thing again. And ultimately, they put their own doctrine and dogma into the Protestant religion. They infiltrated the Catholic Church. So they've got Christianity well under control. The problem has been the spiritual side of Islam has been out of reach for these people for a while, and they've just decided that to control that 1 billion people, they would have to pit Christianity against Islam in a false way. In other words, the Christians never had a beef with Islam, but they created this enmity, and now what we've got here is these people standing back, watching as Christianity vilifies Islam and does the destruction of both for the Jewish people behind the scenes. Am I correct in that assessment?
Pretty much, yes. The process of infiltration by Jews into both the Christian and the Muslim religions is something that very few people talk about. But it's there. If you talk, there's a group of Catholics who are called pre-Vatican II Catholics who like the old way of doing things, and they are the ones who are the most articulate about Jewish influence in the Catholic Church. I wrote about going to a mass with a Catholic friend of mine where the biblical term Israelites has been turned into Israelis, and the Catholic priests are preaching, at least that one time that I went and heard this sermon, the Catholic Church has been almost completely subverted by the Jews, even though they keep attacking it. They have made inroads with the Pope. They've gotten the Pope to call them their elder brothers when the words of the Talmud completely savaged the Christian Savior, Jesus. This is because of Jewish influence in the Catholic Church, which goes way, way back. Most Catholics don't realize this. I'm less familiar with Jewish inroads into the Islamic faith, but I know they're there because the headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood is in London, and it's very closely, they have very close ties to the city of London. Beyond that, I wouldn't say any more about that. But what the real picture to the whole world about the Islamic world is that they don't appear to have control over their own countries. Now, some people might consider that an insult, but I can say the same thing about America. We don't have our control over our own country because we've been led off the original American mission by the power of Jewish money and the control of Jewish media. And when I say Jewish media, that also means education. The entire educational system in the United States has been practically destroyed by these so-called Jewish experts who give us the programs to make us good worker bees who won't discover what's really going on.